感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
问候弟兄姊妹朋友们好。好像声音不够大。好像不够好。
Are you well?
我们在主里头，主是我们的平安跟喜乐，也是我们的好，我们的自豪。
Our Lord is peace and joy.
刚才我们在这首诗都是我唱的，我们的主就快要回来。
Just like what we're singing, our Lord will be coming back soon.
我们在这里乃是等候主的再来。
And here we're waiting for our Lord to come back.
我们在这里要更多的追求基督，像基督。
And we have to follow him and, we have to follow him.
我们要在这里头更是要传扬基督。
And we also have to preach the Lord.
所以我们更是主的恩典，我们要服侍基督。
It's through his grace that we have to serve him.
那个我们感谢主，我们那个今年年老弟兄给我们一本书，就是哥林多后书。
And, thank the Lord that this year we have studying the book of, Second Corinthians.
我想我们都知道，过去我们的弟兄们就教弄到《哥林多后书》二章十四节，我们就传扬基督的香气。
And our brothers have been preaching on chapter 2 verse 14 about how to spread the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
那么今天我是从另外一个启示、另外一面来看，我们借着服事彰显基督，传扬基督的香气。
Today we're going to look at it from a different angle and how do we spread the fragrance of Christ through serving. Before we start, let's have a prayer.
我们感谢你今天复活的早晨，用我们的心灵诚实敬拜你。
We thank you, Lord, in this morning of resurrection, we worship you.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
赞美乃是我们的选择，我们的信心，不是我们的感觉。
And we praise you not through our feeling, but through our choice.
赞美是一个祭。
And praising is an offering.
环境越不好，越受伤，我们越要赞美。
Even if we suffer, we continue to praise you.
我们的主是从死里复活的主，永远得胜的主。
Our Lord is a resurrected Lord.
我的心啊，你要赞美耶和华。
Our heart, we have to praise the Lord.
所有一切都要赞美我的神。
Everything has to praise our God.
你配得一切的赞美、尊贵和荣耀。
You're worthy of our praise and glory.
我们谢谢你的死亡、埋葬跟复活。
We thank you for your death and burial and resurrection.
我们谢谢你更把圣灵赐下来。
We thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit.
显明你的得胜
，to show your victory。
我们更感谢你把你的话圣经能够赐给我们。
We thank you for giving us your word in the Bible。
祝福你的话语。
And help us to obey your word。
你也祝福在各处为你传扬显扬基督的弟兄跟姐妹们。
And bless all those that are spreading your gospel and your fragrance。
我们也纪念五号弟兄跟弟兄。出外的传道。
And remember Brother Chi and Brother Hu Hao and in their ministries.
还有其他各处为你的名传福音的。
And all those who spread your gospel.
我们感谢今天特别我们弟兄们，连长弟兄也在我们当中一同来服侍你敬拜你。
And we thank you that our Brother Feng is here to worship with us together.
主，我们需要你，我们等候你。
Lord, we need you and we await you.
因为离开了你，我们什么都不能做。
Because apart from you, we cannot do anything.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么，首先我们都要读主的话，神的话，读这经的人有福，这启示录告诉我们。
And first, we have to read the Word of God, because blessed are those who read His Word.
我们首先，我们就先看一段，然后我们在墙壁上，我们有一些更多的声音节一起来读。我们首先，我们读我们最熟悉的、最喜欢的《哥林多前书》十三章第一节到第三节。
First, let us read a very familiar passage. First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 3.
我们先要看这三节，那个服侍神的一个秘诀就是讲到主的爱。
This is a secret of serving the Lord, and it talks about the love of God.
这个这上面没有，我们就要注意了。第三章第一节到第三节，我弟兄来读。
And chapter 13, verse 1-3.
我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就全良民的罗想着拔一般。
If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong and a clanging cymbal.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
If I have the gifts of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing.
我若将所有的收集穷人，又舍己身教人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.
今天我们要再更多的圣经。第一次我们讲到，开始的时候我们要用到主保罗的榜样，他怎么样服侍哥林多的教会的弟兄姐妹。那么这个是其中一节，我们简单来讲，他凭着信心说话，他凭着信心来写书信，写哥林多后书，他因着信说话，这个是其中一个非常重要的点在里头。
We're going to read more verses, and the first one is from 2 Corinthians 4:13, and it talks about Paul, how he spoke through his faith.
那么第一个信心，第二个靠着主耶稣基督的爱。
The second is through the love of Jesus Christ.
我们如果不跟多后就知道保罗他的爱从他的眼泪里头把他显明出来，当他写书信的时候。
And the love of Christ is shown through the distress and his tears while he wrote the letter.
下面一节，这个是一个服侍的秘诀。如果你要当大的，你要为首的，耶稣给每人一个秘诀，一个榜样，就是这边所说的。我们弟兄姊妹一同来读27节，然后英文的弟兄姊妹27、28，英文弟兄姊妹从你讲。我先来，谁愿为首，就必做人的仆人，正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做众人的赎价。
And this two verses is also a secret of how we serve. And let's read it together. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as ransom for many.
那么下面一节就是十二章第，如果是十二章第一节，是我们最熟悉的。我想上一次高弟兄传信息的时候，都有提到这一节，就是说是服侍的一个秘诀。这个叫我们身体线上当作活祭，那么在原来意思里头说你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然。那么另外一个翻译是讲到不只是讲到侍奉，在英文里头是讲到 worship， 你们如此敬拜乃是理所当然，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然。那么这下面一节哥林多后前书就让我们讲到为什么我们应当服侍主，因为耶稣基督用他的死、他的流血、他的救恩埋赎了你我，他用重价把你我买回来。
And the second, First Corinthians 6:20 talks about how Jesus bought us through His blood.
下面一节重要的圣经节，我们一起来读，就讲到我们的主是一个慈爱的主。恩典的主，今天我们是因着信得了神的儿女们，我们是因着信我们可以上天堂，因着信我们可以得荣耀。但是主仍然是一个公义的主，他将来他要对我们所做的一切的服侍审判， 神所设立的就是这么一个人，耶稣基督是一切审判的标准。等等，我们以后有更多的交通。
And this next verse is, talks about how even though we can believe in God and go to heaven, He is still a God who is just and will judge us.
下面一处圣经，我们今天的服事不是说只有现在是暂时，而不是一生之久，服事乃是在永世里头，我们要继续服事神。
And the next verse talks about serving is not just in this life, but it's eternal serving in eternal.
他的仆人要侍奉他，在永世的里头。
And his servant will serve him in eternity.
那么今生主给我们的恩典有机会，还是我们学习怎么样服事，训练我们怎么服事，为了永世。
And today we have the opportunity to learn how to serve him, and it is for eternity.
那么下面一节我们就非常熟悉的，你我都是神的工作。我们要做神的工吗？你第一个，你要让神做工在你我身上，那么圣灵在你我身上要做出他的杰作。
And the next verse talks about how we are worked on by God, and that we are His workmanship.
下面一节圣经节，我想我这个就请念英文的弟兄帮我念一下，那么看中文弟兄姊妹就听啊。这个讲到我们立志行事都在心里运行。
For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose.
这是也是一个服事的秘诀。
And this is also a secret of our service.
立志行事都是第一步，首先圣灵在你我身上工作。
And is to have the will and to let the Holy Spirit work in our heart.
那成就他的能力。
To according to His good purpose.
那么下面是也可以说就等于是进入我们所说的主题里头。下面十二章十一节刚刚我们读过，这个五章《以弗所书》五章节告诉我们，凭爱心行事。那么下面就告诉我们，光里头也要爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍己，当作馨香的供物和祭物，献于神。
And the next verse talks about how we can be a fragrant offering to and a sacrifice to God.
不是是一个敬拜，也是一个献祭。
Serving is a worship and it's also an offering.
但因为特别讲到神的爱，基督的爱，爱你我。
It specifically talks about the love of Jesus Christ to love you and I.
当你我有基督的爱去爱神爱人的时候，在这里就是能够显明，就是在传扬基督，显扬基督的香气。
And when we have the love of Christ to love others, that's when we can spread the fragrance of Christ.
那下面一节是类似，保罗接受了以巴佛以弗所教腓立比教会的供应，保罗说这是一个馨香之地。
The next verse is Paul received, accepted the gift from Epaphroditus, and that was to him a fragrant offering.
下面是不是非常重要的圣经节？约翰福音五章十九节，耶稣说他离开了父神，他什么都不能做。
The next verse is very important. It's Jesus said, if he is apart from the Father, he cannot do anything.
他实实在在告诉你，是。凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的事才能做，父所做的事子也照样做。
And Jesus said, the Son cannot do anything, can do nothing by himself. What he sees the Father doing, then he can do it.
这是我们服事最好的榜样。
And that's the best example for us in service.
下一处加拉太六章九节十节。这个是一个很好的提醒，就是讲到我们时候在地上我们会灰心，我们可能行善会灰心。保罗前面说你不要灰心，你要凭着主的信心、主的爱继续行善，那么造就就有结果。
And the next verse says that we should not be weary or discouraged. We have to continue to do good.
那么下面一处是我们的耶稣基督服事的榜样。
And next is the example of Jesus as a server.
耶稣基督在地上不管遭遇什么样的环境，什么样的难处痛苦，而总是继续服侍神，成就神的旨意。
And Jesus continued to do the will of God.
这是服侍最大的秘诀。
And that is the biggest secret of service.
这边讲到他到撒玛利亚那里去，撒玛利亚人跟犹太人根本就没有来往，你懂我意思吗？所以撒玛利亚人拒绝耶稣。
Here it talks about Jesus went to Samaria, and the Jews and the Samaritans have no relationship.
这就是显明基督的美丽，基督坚定爱神的心。最后一句又告诉我们，因他面向耶路撒冷去。
And this tells us his Jesus the last part. He said that he faces Jerusalem and headed towards it.
我们知道到耶路撒冷去要钉十字架。
And we know going to Jerusalem, he has to face the cross.
他成就神的旨意，但是他不没有改变他的方向，直到成就神的旨意。
He did not change his direction until he fulfills the will of God.
我们主在地上的时候也是碰到难处，你要传福音的时候会有难处。但是你这个这边就告诉我们，那个在马大福音身上告诉我们，他到伯撒那。加百了同音没有果效。
And in this world we have to face difficulties, and sometimes to tell others about gospel we still have difficulties. Here Jesus said he went to Capernaum and there was no results.
下面我们要请弟兄姊妹一起念中文，那么英文的弟兄姊妹去请你们听众，我们弟兄姊妹一起来。耶稣说：父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，因为你的美意本是如此。那么这最后我们知道耶稣基督服事的最后的果效，他身为至高和父神把超乎万神 万民之上的赐给他，那么这个是服事的结果。今天你我如果忠心爱主服事主，到那一天千倍的就必升高，我们要一主一同作王，一主得荣耀。
And next is the result of Jesus' faithful serving, that he was lifted up and the Father gave him a name above all names.
事实上，我想，我如果可以说，如果讲完道了，我今天讲的道已经讲完了。
And it's just like so if you read all these verses, that's the I've already finished my message today.
就是为了主的恩典怜悯，我们就稍微有点的交通，也是让我们更，不过这是主的话。
Because of the grace, because of the grace of God, I will can continue to share.
下面我们就很快讲到，借着服事来传扬基督的香气。
And next, we continue to talk about how we can spread the fragrance of Christ through serving.
我们重要是传扬基督。
The important is we have to spread.Talk about Christ.
当人看见了基督，领受了基督，就能领受基督的香气。
If we can receive Christ, we will receive His fragrance.
那么下面我想刚刚我已经提过，就讲到使徒保罗在哥林多后书，他是因着信心。保罗不随便说话是很重要，但是他有信心他才说话，所以说他。这因着有信，他有信心，所以因此说话。
And we already talked about this, and Paul in 2 Corinthians tells us that he did not speak lightly, and when he speaks, he's because he believed and had faith.
那么第二个你讲到，你知道那个更多人弟兄姊妹对保罗很有意见。
And we know that in 2 Corinthians that there are a lot of Paul has.Been talked about, and they people have
opinion
about Paul.
更多弟兄姊妹批评保罗。
And they criticize Paul.
保罗说啊，我要去哥林多教会，后来说我又不去，那么哥林多人就有意见。
And Paul said he was going to go to Corinth, but then he didn't go, so they had some opinion.
说那个保罗那个好像似是而非，一下又要，一下又不要。
And he said that Paul was sometimes he wants it and other times he didn't.
但保罗回答就是说，那个我是按照神的旨意，他想回回到耶稣基督，主耶稣基督神的旨意只有一世，没有似是而非。
And Paul said, he followed the will of God.
另外，哥林多的教会在批评保罗非常严重的话。
And the church of Corinth criticized Paul a lot.
在哥林多后书里头，像我们没有读过，就是十章节也告诉我们，他批评保罗写的信又沉重又厉害，见面是啊批评他这个人人行气貌不扬，言语粗俗。
And they criticized that Paul on what he had
在哥林多后书第十章十节。
And he talked. They criticized Paul and said that he, the letters were very forceful and weighty, and he was unimpressive in his speaking.
但是主的爱在保罗里头没有改变。
But the love of Christ in Paul has not changed.
所以今天才有哥林多后书可以给你我来阅读。
That's how we have the 2 Corinthians for today for us to read.
不是说我们很容易被打岔，我们很容易放弃，我们很灰心，但保罗不是这样。
And in our serving, you were very easily discouraged, but Paul was not like that.
然后下面是我们也讲到服事的重要性。
And next, we talk about the importance of serving.
第一个，我们讲到基督是你我服事的榜样，最好的榜样。
And we talked about, we're going to talk about Christ as our example in service.
仆人在这马太福音二十章，我记得大部分是讲到，不是光是仆人，是一个奴隶。
And we talked about to serve, you're like a slave.
每一个仆人可能是奴隶
，and every servant is a slave。
但是每一个奴隶一定也是一个仆人
，and a slave has to serve。
感谢神，就是主耶稣的话提醒我们
，and praise the Lord that Jesus' word reminds us。
在今天教会里有许多迷惘的人，英文叫 celebrity。
And there are a lot of people that have
The famous.
That not many want to be a servant.
今天有许多人愿意为大的，做为首的，可以当 manager， 可以有权力，有 power 去管理的。
And many of us want to be the head or the leaders, to manage.
但是很少有像我们主耶稣基督拿起毛巾跟水盆。去洗门徒的脚。
But very few wanted to take the towel and like Jesus to wash his disciples' feet.
耶稣说：“我来了不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。”
And Jesus said, "He comes not to be served, but to serve."
并且要舍命，把许多人做多人的赎价，把人从罪恶中买赎回来。
And to give his life and become the ransom for their sins.
在下面一个讲到神的慈悲劝我们，使徒保罗。
Next, we talk about Paul's urge through God's mercy.
我刚刚讲到主在十字架上付的代价，把你我用重价买回来。
The Lord had paid a big price to buy us.
但是主，我们的神不强迫你我服侍神。
But our Lord does not force us to worship Him.
所以保罗才讲说，用神的慈悲来劝勉你我。
So, Paul urges us.
你知道今天两种结果？如果我们不服侍神，我们的话会变成什么样的人
？Do you know what we'll become if we don't serve the Lord?
人好像很刚强，世上人非常的软弱。
And we think we're strong, but we're weak.
如果我们不是服侍神，我们肯定 服侍罪恶，我们等于是服侍魔鬼撒旦。
If we don't serve the if we don't serve the Lord, then we'll probably serve sin and Satan.
我们不服侍神的时候，你我碰到难处，许多的事不按照你我的计划，我们里头就混乱，失去了平安。
If we don't serve the Lord when we experience trouble, we will lose heart.
在许多情况底下，我们容易当别人有了东西，别人有了恩赐，我们没有的时候，我们里头会有反应。
When we see others that have other things that we want or have gifts that we don't have, we will have a reaction.
当我们嫉妒的时候，我们可能产生的结果就是嫉妒、羡慕跟自怜 self-pity.
Or we may have jealousy or self-pity.
不是只有服侍我们的神，我们成了他的仆人，叫做义仆。
And to become his servant, we become the righteous servant.
这义仆那个结果就是一个充满了释放、平安、喜乐的生命。
And to be a righteous servant, we will be liberated and free.
下面一个服侍的重要叫我们，这个服侍叫我们更多的像耶稣、像基督。
And so to we'll become more like him through serving the Lord.
我们知道在这段圣经里头，因为安息日的事，耶稣基督在安息日医治的病人，38年的病人。
And Sabbath, Jesus healed a person who's sick for 38 years.
耶稣是完全按照父神的旨意、父神的感动来做这件事。
Jesus did this according to the Father's will.
为了显明耶稣基督是安息日的主。
To show that he is the Lord over Sabbath.
唯有信靠耶稣，才有真正的安息。
So only through believing in him do we have true peace.
耶稣在这强调，他所做的是完全是按照父神的计划。
Jesus continued to emphasize that he came to do God's will.
好像在希伯来书10:9告诉我们，我来了是要照你的旨意行。
And in Hebrews, he talked about he came to do God's will.
不是神叫我们能够更多的像基督。
And to serve Christ will make us more Christ-like.
人生的意义和目的，乃是我们经常所说的要磨成主耶稣基督儿子的样式。
The objective of our life is to become more like him.
当我们主耶稣再回来的时候，
When Jesus returns,
他是带着荣耀、得胜，也是一个充满了公义的主。
When he returns, he will bring glory and righteousness.
在刚刚所读的《使徒行传》10:40也告诉我，耶稣是神所设立的，要做审判活人死人的主。
And when he came, he will he's appointed by God to be a judge and to judge the living and the dead.
耶稣基督的审判乃是根据，比如说我们的服事。
And he judges based on our service.
有没有按照他的旨意
？And whether we did it according to his will.
另外一方面也是说到，到底我们服事神的时候，从里面到外面，乃是生命的流露。
And the flow of our life is from inside outwards.
这边我们经常就讲到，就看我们见主面的时候，我们的里头的人。基督人，我们像基督有多少？我们有多少基督的品格
？And when we face the Lord, we see how much we have God's character.
这是审判的标准。
And that's the standard of the judgment.
下面也讲到，我们今生的服事乃是为了训练，为了勇士里头的服事。
Next, we talk about the training of service in this life is to train for eternity.
我们都要侍奉他，服侍他。
We all have to serve him.
这是神的仆人最高的荣耀跟喜悦。
And that is his joy.
在永世能够服侍他。
That in eternity we can serve him.
那么我们要，也许有一次我们问一个问题。
And maybe we ask a question.
永世怎么服侍神呢？
How do we serve him in eternity?
但是我们可以说，好像没有人告诉我们，但也许我们也不需要知道。
It's like nobody has told us, but maybe we don't need to know.
服侍的秘密是在今天你怎么样顺服神，神怎么告诉我们服侍他。
The key is how do we obey him today and
忠心的服侍他。
And faithfully serve him.
很自然的在勇士里头我们就能够服侍他。
And naturally, in, we will be able to serve him in eternity.
下面一段我们就讲到实际我们如何来服侍神。
And next, how do we serve Christ?
第一个我们讲到是住在基督里头。
And the first is to abide in Christ.
刚刚我们弟兄已经帮我们念过这一段圣经。
And just now we already read this passage.
这是一段非常重要的一段圣经节。
And this is an important passage.
我们就不至于落到马太福音，也就是说，我不认识你。
And then in Matthew, Jesus once said, I don't know you.
好像人在地上做了许多的事，许多的服事，甚至可以医病赶鬼，耶稣说我不认识你。
And it seems like a man can do a lot in this world. We can even we can heal but Jesus said I don't know you.
这个是我们所要避免的。
This is what we try to avoid.
我们要得到最好的服事。
So that we have the best service.
按照他的旨意。
According to his will.
我们第二讲到住在基督里头。
Then we talk about abiding in Christ.
你知道葡萄树的目的是什么？
Do you know what is the goal of the vine?
我们问来访弟兄，葡萄树的目的是什么？结果子。OK.
Is to bear fruit.
对，这个很好的回答。借着树枝，对不对？葡萄树有树枝，树枝要结出果子嘛。
And the vine has branches, and the branches has to bear fruit.
这个是它唯一的目的。
And that is his only objective.
为什么？
Why?
犹太人那个如果不结果子的枝子，耶稣说他们先拿去就把它烧掉。
And Jesus said if it doesn't bear fruit, they will prune it and then burn it.
在犹太人律法里头就规定，你可以把木材奉献给圣殿做燃烧的用途。
Maybe he said you can give those give that wood for burning in the temple.
但是葡萄树的树枝不行，会被拒绝掉。
But the branches of the vine will be rejected.
为什么？因为葡萄树枝太软太嫩，只有被火烧的份。
And because it is the branches are too soft and light.
那么葡萄枝子。结果的秘诀在这边就讲到住在基督里头。
And it is to abide in Christ is the
有时候是讲到继续住在基督里头。
And to continue to abide in Christ.
因为算最起码有十一次在这段圣经里面。
And in this passage it talks about that at least 11 times.
一部机器可以产生许多的产品。
One machine can produce a lot of products.
但不能够产生有生命的东西。
But cannot produce anything that has life.
葡萄树所结出的果子是有生命的。
The fruit that is the vine that bears the fruit it has life.
它是 organic， 它是有机体。
It is organic.
另外，葡萄树结果子也需要花时间，也需要人去栽培，而不是一夜之间产生的。
And it's you need to spend time on it to cultivate it.
住在基督里头。
Abide in Christ.
就是天天与基督有交通。
Is to have fellowship with him every day.
经常有交通。
And constantly fellowship with him.
经常连接于葡萄树基督的身上。
And continually be connected to him.
住在基督里头，天天的从基督的里面得到生命的供应。
To abide in him is to have the life supplied by the vine.
这个顺服，这个连结，成了你我的习惯。
this obedience becomes our becomes our habit.
我们可以说这个强调你我有基督的性格。
And that will is like having the character of Christ.
这样很自然的就可以结出葡萄了。
And naturally, that will allow you to bear fruit.
一个结葡萄的秘诀是需要，也就是说要经过修剪。
And in the process, the spine has to be pruned, the branches has to be pruned.
对我们来说，就是主对我们的训练，对我们的管教。
And that is that talks about our that's our training.
Discipline.
And discipline.
那个你知道，那个种葡萄的人，我不晓得，我不知道，那个种葡萄的人说你要给。剪树枝不是那么容易的。
I don't know if you know how to cultivate the vine, and to prune the branches. It's not easy.
你要剪第一个葡萄树枝以前，你要经过两三年的训练。
And to prune the first branch, you have to be trained for 2 to 3 years.
你要知道怎么剪，剪多少，哪一个角度去剪。
You need to know how much to prune and where to prune.
我们乃是基督的工作，在基督耶稣里所造成的。
We are the workmanship of God created in Christ.
是神借着十字架叫我们能够放弃自己，那么让以神为中心，那我们就能够在基督的里头能够显明神的杰作。
And through the cross, we are become Christ-centered and and show his workmanship in us.
来说服事的秘诀才是让主在我们里头先做工，然后我们才能为他做工。
We have to first let God work on us before we can do his work.
有一句话我想很多弟兄很熟悉，一切真实的服事乃是彰显基督。
And every true worship, service is to manifest Christ.
一切真实的服事乃是基督生命的流露。
And every true worship is to have the flow of his life.
我想我们有一个故事，有一个见证，我们都很熟悉的。我们这个在那个，我们知道戴德森啊，那个 Hudson Taylor.
And there's a very famous testimony from Hudson Taylor.
他有一次，他里头非常的伤心，非常气馁，因为他一直觉得自己很软弱。
One time he was very sad because he always think that he is weak.
写信给他的太太和姐妹讲说，我不知道怎么搞的，我越来越得到基督的圣洁、生命和能力，但是我却是没有得到。
He wrote once to his wife saying that I wanted to have the life of Christ, but for whatever reason I have not received it.
他读经、祷告、默想、进食、祷告，但仍然没有得到。
He read the scriptures and meditate, but he still did not receive.
好像我一下在基督里头，又要从基督里头跑出来。
It's like he came out of Christ.
当回到约翰福音十五章五节的时候，他得了一个答案启示。
Then he read John chapter 15 verse 5, and then he has this revelation.
他说我是葡萄树的枝子，一定是枝子。
And he said, I am.The branches. I'm a branch.
我凭着信心，我已经是住在基督的里头。
And through faith, I'm already abide in Christ.
那一天，他成了世界上最快乐的人。
So he became the happiest person in.
我们都知道神一生的当中怎么样使用他。
And you know, God has used his life.
特别在中国的服事，不晓得今年第几代、第五代、第四代。
And especially in China, now it's the fourth generation.Or fifth generation.
有时候我们觉得服事人好像很困难，不容易。
Sometimes you feel that serving is not easy.
这个是以前一个见证，有一个老先生老弟兄后来信了耶稣。
There's this elderly brother who believed in Christ, and this is his testimony.
不晓得是在上海或者是哪里，他不晓得怎么样来服侍神，在上海。
And he was from Shanghai. He didn't know how to serve the Lord.
他什么都不能做，但住在的地方有那个私人的 一个地区他自己要打好清洁，另外还有公共的地区是没有人管的。
And there's a where he worked, there's a private area and then a public area.
他说信耶稣有感动他，他就祷告主连接于基督。反正感动他，你就是把那个这附近的住的地方、公共的地区去打扫打扫。
And when he prayed, God moved him, and so he went to clean up the public area.
他就一边扫一边唱诗，一边充满主的喜乐。
As he was cleaning up, he was singing hymns, and he was filled with joy.
所以扫完以后，他就回去。然后当中有一个人，他早上起来奇怪，那个他自己公共的地方，连他住的地方都被打扫干净，到底是哪一个傻瓜做的事？
And when and then he went back, went home. One person woke up in the morning and saw that the public area was really clean. He said, "Who did this?"
第二天早上他爬墙，他知道是这个老先生在洗衫。
And later he found that it was this this elderly person.
他说我参加聚会很久，我也听过许多救恩的道理，但是我总是不信。
He said, I've been to the meetings and I've heard of the gospel, but I didn't believe.
这个人终于转向基督，那一天他决定接受耶稣基督成为他个人的救主。
And he said this elderly person is Christ-like, and so he decided he would accept the Lord.
我再讲一个真实的见证。
And another true testimony.
几年前有一个很有重要的仆人到我们当中来。
And some time ago, a servant came among us.
他是经常祷告基督、连接基督的。
He's constantly praying to the Lord.
他说奇怪，我要讲的道，从创世纪到启示录，有许多道我可以讲。最近讲的道，为什么主还要叫我再讲一遍？
And he said, there's many messages I can give from Genesis to Revelation, but why did God want me to talk about this message again?
就是要讲撒玛利亚妇人那个活水的见证。
And the Lord wanted him to speak about the Samaritan woman and the living water.
原来有一个人，他跟人家参加聚会，他说如果有神，要信耶稣可以，但有个条件。要传道人今天就讲这一处的圣经，这一节圣经节。
And because there was a person in the audience that said that prayed that if God would have the speaker share this verse, I will believe.
那天那个人归向了基督。
And that person believed in Christ.
我们最近我们上一次受浸的弟兄，他去做一个见证，对不对？
Last time we have a brother who was baptized, he had a testimony.
他自己说他是一个无神论者，是不是？
He said he was an atheist.
但是他到美国来以后生病，他的阿姨为他祷告。
He came to the United States and he was sick and his aunt prayed for him.
然后病好了。
And then he got better.
他对于这一位爱你我的神就有一种很深的印象。
And then he has a very deep understanding of this God who loves you and me.
那个阿姨的那个真诚的祷告引导他到神面前来。
And this earnest prayer of his aunt brought him before God.
他最后当神的感动带领他就信耶稣成了个人的救主，他是个罪人，所以愿意跟随耶稣。
And so through that, God moved him to accept Jesus Christ.
我们在下面讲到借着信心来服侍基督。
And next is to serve God through faith.
犹太人问一个问题，这是一个非常合理的问题。
The Jews asked a question, a very reasonable question.
当耶稣喂饱了五千人以后
，After Jesus fed the 5,000,
他们以为要为神做一点的工作。
And they thought they want to do some work for God.
他们问耶稣说：“我们当做什么工？”
And they asked Jesus, "What work are required of us?"
在文化的里头，那个“工”是多数，英文叫加 s。
In the original text, though, the word "works" is plural.
但主的回答就是说，是单数。 什么叫做主的工？
But Jesus' reply is singular. What is the work of God?
信神所差来的就是做主的工。
The work of God is to believe in the one who he has sent.
弟兄姐妹，我们一起来，我们先一边中文一边英文。信神所差来的就是做主的工。再来一次，信神所差来的就是做主的工。英文的弟兄姐妹跟从你念一遍。
The work of God is this: to believe in the one He has sent.
那希伯来书十一章第六节就告诉我们一件事。人没有信心就不能得神的喜悦。
In Hebrews, it tells us that if we don't have faith, then we cannot, will not please God.
我们讲到神的工作是什么工作？是救恩的工作。
And what is the work of God? Is the work of salvation.
我们可以说主的死、主的埋葬、主的复活。
Is God's, is Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
我们是怎么得到拯救？是因着信。
How do we be saved? It's through faith.
我们怎么称义？是因着信。
How do we be justified? It's through faith.
我们怎么成圣？是因着信。
How do we become sanctified? It's through faith.
我们这个身体将来会生病、会死的身体，主会给你复活荣耀的身体，这个得荣耀，这个是也是因着信。
And how do we get a glorious body in the coming and when Jesus returns? That is also through faith.
刚刚我们读到腓立比书告诉我们，立志行事都是神让心中运行，为了成就他的美意。
And in Philippians it tells us that it is God who works in you and to will and to act according to His good purpose.
次序是这样，神先动工在我们身上，那么我们立志，我们行事，就能够成就神的美意。
And that's how faith is, that God first work in you so that you can decide to do His good will.
神的工作可能不是我们不是我们所不喜欢，肉体所不喜欢的。
And it is not to do what we don't like.
真的做神的工来就顺服神的旨意，任何的工作喜欢不喜欢都要顺服。
And whether we like it or not, we have to obey.
我们怎么改变一个人？
How can we change a person?
这个人可能是你的丈夫、妻子、儿女或其他人。
And maybe this person is your husband or wife or your children.
可能是你所不喜欢的弟兄，你所不喜欢的姐妹。
Or maybe it's somebody, a brother or sister that you don't like.
有一次，一个传道人在我们当中就讲到说，那个弟兄姊妹们，他家里有问题，就都是告到传道人家里去。
One time, a servant of God was among us, and we had a brothers and sisters family problem was brought up to him.
那个弟兄就跟这个传道人说，好不好？为首先是。一个姐妹她说好不好为我的先生我的弟兄祷告，因为她一回家以后家里好像充满都是魔鬼。
The sister said, can you pray for my husband?
然后她的妻子的埋怨心说，反过来讲，这个丈夫讲她的妻子是说，你都不晓得那个妻子一回家她生气的时候讲一句话，我整个礼拜都不舒服，好像活在地狱里头一样。
And the husband said, the wife said, said something that caused him to be unhappy for the whole week. It's like living in hell.
我怎么改变人？只有基督先做工在我们身上，我们可以改变，那么对方神自然会让他改变。
And how do we change a person? We have to first let God work in us so that we can change. Before we can change somebody else.
神的工作是最好，这叫做杰作 ，masterpiece.
And God's work is the best; it is the masterpiece.
我们就讲到用信心来服侍神。
And through faith we serve Christ.
下面很快我们讲到用主的爱心来服侍神。
Next we talk about through love, God's love to serve Christ.
当我们用基督的爱来爱人、爱神的时候，我们就是要。上过那个借着服事传扬基督的香气。
And when we have the love of Christ, we can have the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
这个香气是好像树木的香气，好像是花的香气，是长出来的。
And this fragrance is like the fragrance of a flower. It's part of the growth.
是连结于基督、祷告基督、依靠基督所产生的结果。
And it's through praying to Christ and trusting Him.
时间是神给你我最尊贵的礼物。
Time is the most precious gift that God give us.
我们一生就只有这么长的时间。
And we only have so much time in our lifetime.
我们可以赚钱，但是我们不可能去把时间赚回来。
We can go earn money, but we cannot earn time.
当他爱人服侍人的时候，你给他一个人的时间，乃是将你生命的一部分送给他。
So when you love somebody, or you're giving them a part of your life.
那约翰一书告诉我们，我们相爱不只是在言语舌头上，在行为上、诚实上表达出来。
And in 1 John it says our love is not necessarily just through our words.
但神的爱，我们这个服侍到底怎么去衡量？
How can we measure this love?
最简单的就是到底我们真实的在圣灵里头、心里头付出的时间在弟兄身上、神身上有多少？
It's based on how much time you spend on others.
那个弟兄就讲到说，时间可以，如果是用一个文字来把它拼出来的话，在英文里头，英文它就时间叫做 time， 对不对？
And if you spell out time,
英文里头告诉 the best way to spell love is T-I-M-E, time.
我们最好的拼这个时间就是爱。
无比方面，服侍不分大小。Doesn't matter the service big or small.
It doesn't matter whether our service is big or small.
也就是说，服侍你最小的一个弟兄就是服侍我。
And when you serve the youngest, then it's serving the Lord.
但是刚刚我们读了，我们有机会要向众人行善。
And so we have to serve do good to others.
什么时候是最好服侍的时间？什么时候应该开始服侍神？
What is the best time to serve God?
最好的时间就是现在，马上，立刻。
The best time is now, immediate.
因为我们不知道还有没有机会。
Because we don't know if we're going to have another opportunity.
环境会改变。
And our environment will change.
人会死去。
And we will die.
孩子会长大。
And our children will grow up.
我们不晓得还不是能不能活到明天。
We don't know if they will live until tomorrow.
不是主的一个最好的劝勉就是从开始天天服侍主，从现在开始。
And the best encouragement is to start serving the Lord today.
现在我们要加入到我们教会的服侍。
And I want to share about the serving at this church.
我感谢主，前一阵有一个姐妹生病的时候，她说感谢主，还没有开刀上医院之前，冰箱都充满了食物。
And we know a sister who was sick when before she even had surgery, her refrigerator was filled with food.
我们给个形象，我们这个教会是一个爱的教会，是一个关怀的教会。
And it shows that this church is a church of love, filled with love.
我们在主的信心、爱心上要继续往前。
And through faith that we continue to move forward.
我们感谢主，已经不晓得有多久，问高弟兄那个每一个区域的轮流做饭，不晓得多久。
I don't know.
好几年了，有几年了，高弟兄记不记得？有好几年，对不对？好像我没有听过有人有 complain 啊。
I don't know how long it's been that every area Bible study they take turn in preparing lunch. I have not heard any complaints.
我们在神给我们的许多的机会，能够服侍人，在聚会方面。
And in many ways, God has given us opportunities to serve Him.
主日聚会、主日学、祷告会和礼拜五的聚会。
In the Sunday school and Friday night Bible studies.
不是不分大小，我们有特别在做招待的弟兄，人新的人来的第一个印象就是借着他能够遇见主。
And serving the Lord, it doesn't matter if it's big or small, but you can let others come before Jesus and meet Jesus.
其实我们也提到说, 好像召会需要有更多弟兄姊妹能够参与。
And I know earlier we talked about that we need more people to be ushers.
我们也提到婴儿照顾, 我想我们的姐妹就是说这个也是需要有能够参与。
And we also talked about we need service in the nursery.
像那传福音,传福音这也是一个好的形式。
And also gospel is spreading the gospel is also very good service.
我们提到总务许多方面的服事。
And also about all the general affairs.
我们真的感谢主，借着弟兄姊妹的服事，彼此服事，彼此相爱，在这里能够显明基督的相信。
And thank the Lord that through serving each other, we can spread the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
我们也感谢主，上礼拜有弟兄姊妹的师班去看望老伯母，唱诗歌给他听，用台语唱给他听。
And I thank the Lord that the brothers and sisters went to see Gao Mama and sang for her.
有充满主的同在和喜乐。And
it's through it shows God's presence.
所以我们记得，弟兄姊妹在这边也是交通到那个看望照顾年长的，探望年长的，给我们许多的启示跟鼓励。
And also a sister shared with us about the elderly brothers and sisters, how to serve them.
最后有一段一个弟兄的劝勉，我们借着这些话，能够彼此劝勉。
And finally, there's a brother has some encouragement, and I would like to use that to encourage us.
他建议每天早上起来的时候，就先祷告。
And he said every morning when he gets up, he first pray.
神啊, 你今天要借着我成就什么，你什么样的旨意？
And God, what would you have me to do your will?
我要花什么样的时间来服侍你，来服侍神？
How do I serve you and serve God?
如果我活在地上不是服侍神，那么我今天就是浪费了一天。
If I don't serve you, then I have wasted my day.
神给我这么一天，就是为了爱他服侍他。
And you give me this day so that I can love you and serve you.
这是一个服侍的秘诀。
And that's a key in our service.
最后一段，我们就讲到，许多时候我们愿意服侍，我们真是愿意服侍，花上我们一切的代价来服侍，但是很容易被中断。
Many times we want to serve, but we don't know how why it stops.
当主耶稣喂饱5000人的时候，
After Jesus fed the 5,000，
那些人要强逼犹太人，他们要他要做。
And
to be a king.
Oh, he want Jesus to be a king.
耶稣退到山上去祷告。
Jesus retreated to the hills to pray.
他的服事不是为了工作，不是为了需要，乃是为着神的旨意。
And his work is to fulfill the will of God.
我们刚刚也读过，耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重的到我面前来，就必得安息。”
We have read this before, and that those that are weary and heavy laden, he can come to Jesus, and Jesus will give him peace.
耶稣的服事，在这里人拒绝他，他有难处，但是他没有停下来。
And Jesus did not stop. Even though he has difficulties.
他反而把神的话启示出来，今天成为你我的帮助。
And he has revealed God's word to us so that it can help us.
我们刚才读到路加福音里头，耶稣面向到耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚，撒玛利亚人拒绝他，不接待他。
And we also shared earlier that Jesus faced Jerusalem and went towards Jerusalem through Samaria, even though Samaria rejected him.
但耶稣不灰心。
But God, Jesus was not discouraged.
也许继续爱神，服侍神，要成就神的旨意，到耶路撒冷钉十字架。
He continued to love God and fulfill the will of God to going towards Jerusalem to die on the cross.
神的旨意终究会成功。
God's will always be fulfilled.
中间虽然会有难处不中断，但是神的旨意总是永远是。 是成就的,
in the process, there may be difficulties, but in the at the end, it will always be fulfilled.
这个, 我知道我传福音的时候，我们是会有灰心跟软弱。我不晓得有多少人看过那个游子吟啊，读过游子吟的书有没有？
Many of you have faced difficulties in spreading the gospel.
那个在里头，他是引用的那个一个真实的见证，这个美国弟兄叫做 Ted。
And this book is American brother called Ted.
他是一个商人，他也是一个传福音的。
He's a merchant. He's also one. He goes and tells others about the gospel.
但是他传福音第一次的传福音给他很大的鼓励。
And the first time he did that, he was very encouraged.
他那个生意是他是拉保险的。
He sells insurance.
他呢到一个家人去，碰到一进去的时候，他说算了算了，我要出来，因为这个人很像那个圣诞老公公，又老又瘦。
And he went into this family. He said, "Never mind. This person is old, just like the Santa Claus."
但是很奇怪的，圣灵留住他。
But strangely, the Holy Spirit has him remain there.
他不晓得怎么传福音，他说：“那我去读约翰福音第三章好了，慢慢读，一句一句读。”
And he said, "Well, I'll just read the Gospel of John, chapter 3, to him."
那么这本圣经是老人家放在一个地方，那个很久都有灰尘，所以老人家人家也不好，根本从来不读圣经。那天就读了圣经，约翰福音第三章。
And this Bible is full of dust because this elderly person, his eyes is not good, so it has not been read. And so that day they read John chapter 3.
当他念到约翰福音第十八章十八节这边，到信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了。
And they read John chapter 18. It says those that did not believe will be have sinned.
尽管以后他也不晓得下一步怎么做，可是他发觉这个老人的反应很奇怪。
And he doesn't know what to do next, but he found that this, the response of this elderly person is very strange. And he had tears coming down his face, and he is willing to repent and accept Christ. And he pointed to an elderly lady laying in bed.
他说我的，你知道我的妈妈那个时候已经98岁，非常软弱，躺在床上。
He said my mother is 98 years old and she's very weak and laying in bed.
你知道我今年几岁？那个老人家说我今年81岁。
And the elderly person said I'm 81 years old.
他为什么要特别要感谢他母亲？因为他母亲从小就为他祷告，一直为他祷告，一直为他祷告，直到祷告了多少年。
And he said that his mother continued to pray for him every day and for many many years.
我们祷告不要灰心，传福音不要灰心。
And our prayers do not be discouraged, and spreading the gospel don't be discouraged.
最后我们就交通到我们今天最后唱的诗歌，我们就知道有多少认识教员，教员牧师。教一年，说曾经到过我们天下地点，对不对？在80年代、90年代。
How many of you know Pastor Zhao Zhao Yinian？
他最后有一天，他神的感动他就要写这首诗歌。但在做梦的时候，就写到这首诗歌。
And so this he went in his dream he wrote this.Him.
他说：“主啊，我在这里，对不对 ？The Lord, I'm here.
This is the hymn is Lord, I am here.
他先后服侍主的时间有50几年。
And he served the Lord for 50 some years.
他在道路蒙召，信了耶稣，服侍主，后来又到其他地方，最后到美国。
God called him in China, and then he came into the U.S. to serve the Lord.
他在道路曾经许多难处，他为了主的缘故被逼迫，后来有一个家里的难处，他的姐妹他太太比他早过世，地上有许多难处， 但那个鼓是从没有间断。
He has a lot of difficulties in China. His sister died for, died, and he has a lot of difficulties, but his service never ceased.
我们在世上是一个客旅。
We're a pilgrim in this land.
天堂是我们的家。
Heaven is our home.
耶稣要回来，必定要回来。
The Lord will come again.
我看世界局势的转变，地震越来越多。
And we see that the world is changing, and there's more wars.
以色列东方的局势是越来越激烈，越危险。
And the situation in the Middle East is becoming more serious.
圣经所有的预言，可以说已经把99%都应验。
And many of the prophecies has already been fulfilled.
主必快回来，你我将怎么预备快回来？
The Lord will come back soon. We have to prepare ourselves for His coming.
基督是你我的盼望，荣耀的盼望。
He is our hope.
我们要经常住在基督里头。
We have to continue to abide in Him.
信神所差来做他的工。
And to believe in Him who sent us, who
sent
Jesus.
信心来服侍他。
And to serve Him in love and in faith.
不计代价服侍他，直到主的再来。
And without and paying all the price until He comes.
主再来的时候，可以说忠心良善的仆人可以进来，你享受主人的快乐。
And when He came back, you would say, "You faithful servant, you can come and enjoy with Him."
神祝福他自己的话，我们把时间交给你。
May the Lord bless this word.